Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹大家平安.
Praise and thank God that every single one of us can be here to worship the true and living God together.
感谢神，我们今天每一个人都到这边来聚集敬拜这位天上的真神.
This morning I'd like to share with you knowing and doing the will of God.
今天早上我想和大家分享明白以及遵行神的旨意.
Actually, even though it seemed very easy to know the will of God,
有时候觉得好像明白神的旨意应该是一件很简单的事.
Even though it seemed very easy to do the will of God,
有时候也觉得遵行神的旨意也应该是一件容易的事.
But sometimes it's very difficult for us.
但是事实上有时候却是非常的困难.
And let's turn to the book of Judges chapter 18.
那我们看士师记十八章.
The book of Judges chapter 18 verse 1.
士师记十八章第一节.
Verse 1.
第一节.
In those days there was no king in Israel.
那时以色列中没有王.
Judges chapter 19 verse 1.
Oh,
yeah, chapter 19 verse 1.
对不起，是士师记十九章第一节.
And it came to pass in those days when there was no judge, no king in Israel.
当以色列中没有王的时候.
Then also, let's turn to chapter 21, verse 25.
接下来又跳到四世纪二十一章二十五节.
The book of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25.
21章25节.
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行.
So we can see in the book of Judges, it mentioned three times that there was no king in Israel.
我们看到士师记中三次提到那时以色列中没有王.
Because there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
因为那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行.
Because during that time, the chosen people of God sinned greatly against God.
我们知道在那个时候，神的选民大大的犯罪来得罪神.
They committed adultery.
他们犯了奸淫.
And they worship idols.
他们敬拜偶像.
And they hate and kill one another to the point that even one of the tribe almost disappeared.
他们互相记恨，互相屠杀，甚至其中的一个支派，甚至差点因此而灭绝。
Of course, even in the day of Judges, there was no king in Israel.
我们知道在士师的时代，以色列是没有王的。
The reason they have no king in Israel is because they cannot see the king that is invisible.
之所以他们觉得没有王，是因为他们看不到这位看不见的王。
Because God should be their king.
因为神应该是他们的王。
And God should be the one that reigns over their hearts.
神应该是治理他们心中的王.
But because they feel that they have no kings over them, they did whatever was right in their own eyes.
因为他们觉得没有王，所以他们就个人任意而行.
Just like right now in the world we live in today.
就好像我们今天所生活的这个时代一样.
Many people live in the world without Jesus living inside their heart.
那很多人在这世上过活，他们的心中并没有耶稣基督.
So because of this, they do whatever was right according to themselves, according to their own eyes.
因为这样子，他们就个人任意而行.
Of course, if we do this, this means they always sin against God.
他们这样子做，也就代表说他们经常会犯罪得罪神.
Just like the voting ballots for this time, this coming election.
就好像这一次选举要投票.
For example, Proposition A is to try to eliminate this the right of gay marriage.
我们知道第八号提案就是要避免这个同性恋结婚.
So this means if Proposition A does not pass, this means the whole country, right, they will allow the same-sex marriage.
也就是说第八案提案如果没有通过的话，那整个国家就是可以让同性来结婚.
So this means any church in the United States, if we refuse to marry the same-sex, and this means we can be fined, can be put in jail.
也就是说在美国境内如果有教会拒绝为同性 来举行婚礼的话，他们可能会被告.
Actually, just like what's going on in Canada right now.
就好像在加拿大一样.
And also Proposition 4.
就好像第四号提案.
Every single day, 4,000 babies being aborted in the United States.
我们知道在美国每一天都有大概4000个婴儿被丢弃.
So this means it's about 1.4 million each year.
如果算一下的话，大概是 140万的婴儿要被丢弃。
And this is very sad for people.
这是一个令人伤心的新闻.
I'm sure even God is even more sad than us.
那我相信天上的真神比我们更感到伤。
But Proposition 4, this right now, any minor who is pregnant can go to a clinic and get aborted without telling their parents.
那这个在第四号提案之前，现在任何一个未成年的人，如果他们怀孕了，他们都可以到任何一家医院去要求来堕胎。
But what I'm trying to share with you that this world, we just do whatever is right in our own eyes, not according to God's will.
那我试着和大家分享的就是说，这个世上个人认为做个人认为心中所对的事情，但是却是不合神旨意的。
But for us, we should not be deceived and fall in this kind of trap.
但是我们却不要被现今的世代所欺骗而来掉入陷阱中。
And to feel that the same-sex marriage is right in the eyes of God.
不要觉得同性结婚在神的眼中是一件容许的事情。
Because homosexuality is abomination to the Lord.
因为同性恋是受神所诅咒的。
And abortion is killing a person.
那堕胎是谋害生命的一种行为。
So we have to continually to keep these kind of concepts in our mind.
所以在我们心中，我们要有这样子的观念。
Because if we go to the book of Romans,
如果我们看罗马书的话，
the book of Romans,
罗马书，
chapter 1 verse 32,
罗马书第一章三十二节，
chapter 1 verse 32,
第一章三十二节，
who know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
32节，他们虽知道神判定行这样的事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
So in chapter 1, we're talking about homosexuality mainly.
我们知道在罗马书第一章主要谈到同性恋。
Men lusting against with other men.
男人贪恋别的男人。
And women lusting after other women.
女人贪恋别的女人。
And this is contrary to the natural tendency that God has given to us, men for women and women for men.
那这个违背神所创造顺性的用处，男人恋爱女人，女人恋爱男人。
But most of us, we don't need to worry about that point.
但是我们也许不需要担心有这种事情发生。
But the point we need to worry about is verse 32.
但是在32节这里是我们要小心的。
Of course, those who practice these things will be in danger of judgment by God.
我们知道行这样子的事情会受到神的审判。
And those who practice these things, they are deserving of death.
行这样事的人是当死的。
But at the second half, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
但是后半段特别告诉我们，他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
So this means if deep down inside we feel that this thing they're doing is right, and you will approve it, then in the eyes of God, we also deserve of death.
就是说，如果说我们觉得同意行这样子的事情的话，在神的眼中也是当死的。
Of course, we do not judge anybody.
当然，我们不应该判断任何人。
We don't even judge ourselves.
我们也不判断我们自己。
But we as chosen people of God, we need to use the Bible to share and encourage one another.
但是我们是神的选民，我们应当用圣经来互相勉励。
Because what God say is true.
因为神所说的是真实的。
And what God say, we must abide.
神所说的，我们应当遵行。
So because of this, we always need to stand fast in what we believe.
所以因为这样子，我们要谨守我们所相信的。
Because nowadays, a younger generation, of course, we grow up in this country.
尤其现今年轻的世代，他们在这个国家成长。
We always, you know, been taught that, you know, whatever an individual feels is right, they must do it to satisfy themselves.
有时候他们被教导，如果一个人认为他们所觉得应该做的是对的，他们就应该去做。
But we cannot be fall in this kind of trap.
但是我们不要掉入这样子的陷阱。
If we look with the spiritual eyes,
如果你以属灵的眼光来看，
we know this Satan's work that's in this world.
我们知道这个世界是属撒旦的。
So we need to stand fast.
所以我们必须要坚立稳固的站立。
But God teaches to love everyone.
神教导我们要爱每一个人。
So even a person who committed adultery, that we need to love them, but we hate the sin that they have committed.
即使是一个犯奸淫的人，我们爱他们，但是我们却恨恶他们所犯的罪。
That's why it's so important for us to know God's will and do His will.
所以我们要明白以及来遵行神的旨意是非常重要的。
Listen to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们看马太福音第七章，
verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音第七章21节到23节。
And for the last several months, we have read this verse many, many times.
过去的几个月，我们已经读过好几次这一段经节了。
But we really need to put these verses inside our heart.
但是我们真的要将这一段经节放在我们的心中。
To know what God tells us to do is very serious.
要了解神要我们做的是一件很严肃的事情。
So let's find verse Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节,
many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节,
and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So we can see in these three verses, Jesus was teaching the disciple the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里我们看到耶稣基督教导他的门徒如何才能够进入天国。
We know the road to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
我们知道进天国的路是窄的。
So because it's narrow, we ourselves cannot widen it.
这是一条窄路，我们自己并没有办法将它变宽。
Because the minute we widen the road, is the that road will lead us to destruction.
一旦我们选择宽的路了之后，这个路就
And we know also on the end days, many false prophets will come in sheep clothing.
我们知道，但末世有许多假先知，要来欺骗我们。
They will deceive many people, including the one chosen by God.
他们会外面披着羊皮来欺骗这一些神的选民。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ said, "Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以这里耶稣基督告诉我们说，凡称呼我主啊、主的人，不能都进天国。
But those who do the will of the Father.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
But in that day of judgment.
但是在末日审判来到的时候。
Yes, they have many things they can boast about in front of Jesus.
是的，他在他们神面前，也许他们可以夸耀很多他们所做的事。
Because in that time they said to Jesus, "Have we not prophesied in your name?"
在那个时候，他们跟耶稣基督说，我们不是奉你的名传道吗？
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Have we not performed miracles and signs in your name?
我们不是奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
But our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
但是耶稣基督就对他们说，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So not doing the will of God is equal to practicing lawlessness.
所以不遵循神的旨意，并不代表就是神的子民。
But many of us, we know the will of God.
我们当中许多都明白神的旨意。
That's why many of us are baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们当中才会受洗来归入基督。
That's why many of us sit here this morning on this Saturday to worship God, because this is the will of God.
所以我们今天才会在星期六来这边来遵守安息日，因为这是神的旨意。
Actually, there's many things that God wants us to do.
事实上，神有许多事情是神要我们所做的。
Because there's many things we need to do to improve ourselves as the chosen people of God.
很多事情是我们作为神的一个选民应当要去做的。Many
of us who grew up in church.
很多当中，我们也是在教会当中。Most
of us, we know the Bible teaching just like the back of our hands.
很多人，我们都了解神的教训，则常常就好像在我们的脑中一样。But
we know that knowledge puffed up.
我们知道，当我们脑中浮现这些知识的时候
，But rather we need to put this knowledge into practice.
我们必须要在生活上来行出这些我们所知道的事情。
That's why in chapter 7 verse 24 said, "Therefore, whoever hear this saying of mine and does not do them, I was like him to a wise man who built his house on the rock."
所以说在这个24节这里说，那一些听到我的话去做的，就好像把这个房子盖在磐石上一样。So
this means if we do the will of the Father, and we do the will of the Father,
就是说如果说我们做神的旨意，
we are a wise person.
就是一个聪明人。
Because we build our house on this rock.
因为我们把房子盖在磐石上。
Even though the rain descends, the wind blows, and the flood comes, it will not, this house will stand firm because it's built on a rock.
即使雨淋、水冲、风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。
But what happens if we don't do the will of God?
但是如果说我们不遵循神的旨意呢？
Of course, we're just like a foolish person.
我们就好像是一个愚昧的人。
That building a house on the sand.
将他的房子盖在沙土之上。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 22.
雅各书第一章22节。
Verse 22.
22节。
But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Verse 23.
22节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。23节.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24.
24节.
For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. So we can see very clearly those who do not know the word of God. Even though we have been chosen by God,
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们，那一些不听神的话，即使说他们一旦为神所拣选，
so we don't do the word of God. You're just like a person who look in a mirror, and then when they leave, they forget who they are.
就好像一个人，他们看着镜子，当他们离开之后，就忘了自己原来的面目。
No, in this world nowadays, Satan wants to deceive us.
我们知道，今天撒旦经常要欺骗我们。
He does not want us to do the will of God.
他不需要我们来遵循神的旨意。
So that's why we don't do the word of God after we read it, after knowing it, and then, of course, we'll forget who we are.
就是说，一旦我们不遵循神的旨意，即使在我们读了，在我们明白神的旨意之后，那我们就会忘了我们自己的面目。
What are some of the will of God that we should study and learn together?
那其他还有什么神的旨意，我们需要一起来明白遵循的呢？
That's in the First Peter chapter 4.
我们看, 彼得前书第四章,
First Peter chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3.
彼得前书第四章第一节到第三节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3.
彼得前书第四章第一节到第三节。
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, verse 2.
第二节,
that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God, verse 3.
第三节,
for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentile, when we walk in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, rivalries, drinking parties, and abomination, idolatry. So we can see here that this is the will of God for us.
从这里我们看到神要我们遵循的话,
that we should no longer live the rest of our life in the lust of this world.
我们不应该再虚度我们的光阴。
And the motive for this is that we know that Christ have died for us on the cross.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们受死。
So because of this, we should have this kind of mentality inside our heart.
因为这样子我们要存一个正确的心态。
Because in verse 2 say that he no longer should live in the rest of the time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
第二节告诉我们，你们存这样的心，从今以后可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，再是度下雨的光阴。
And we know, before we know our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们知道在我们认识耶稣基督之前,
we have already lived our life just the same thing as a Gentile.
我们过着和外邦人一样的日子。
That is to do the will according to Satan.
就是依照魔鬼的旨意来过日子。
Because lust is belong to Satan.
因为情欲是属魔鬼的。
Drunkenness belong to Satan.
醉酒是属魔鬼的。
And idolatry belong to Satan.
邪淫是属魔鬼的。
So we should not longer do these kind of things.
我们不应该再做这些的事情。
And not only that, we should not approve these kind of things.
不但是如此，我们也不能认同这样子的事情。
So that's why we need to really think and reflect about our spiritual life.
所以说我们要好好地检验一下我们的属灵生活。
Of course, we need to sanctify ourselves. This means to separate ourselves from the peoples in the world.
我们必须要来洁净我们自己和这个世上的人有所区别。
We need to do the will of God.
我们必须要来遵循神的旨意。
That is to get rid of all the sinful things that's inside the world.
让我们在我们的生活上弃绝这些有罪的事情。
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们来看, 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章,
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章, 第三节到第五节,
verse 3.
第三节,
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, verse 4.
第四节,
that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, verse 5.
第五节,
not in passing of lust like a Gentile who do not know God. So these three verses also share with us what is the will of God.
这十三节中也告诉我们神的旨意是什么?
The will of God is for every single one of us to live a life of sanctification.
神的旨意就是要我们每一个人都过着圣洁的生活。
So this means we should abstain from sexual immorality.
就是说我们要避免,
because all these things belong to the Gentiles.
因为这些是外邦人所行的。
All these things belong to the people who do not know God.
这些事是属于那些不认识神的人的。
So what do we mean by sexual immorality?
那奸淫是指的什么呢?
You can see nowadays, of course, everybody knows the divorce rate in America for Christian, for Gentiles is the same.
那我们知道, 今天在美国, 离婚对于这个基督徒是否来, 是不是基督徒来讲是一样的。
And nowadays, many people commit adultery.
也就是说今天很多人都犯了奸淫。
So that's why so many churches, they do not even mention, right, that adultery is the commandment of God. You should not commit adultery as commandment of God.
所以很多教会今天甚至不提犯奸淫是不能犯奸淫是神的诫命之一。
Why? Because many churches have conformed themselves to the things of this world.
因为很多教会已经和这个世上妥协了。
But for us, should not be like this.
但是我们确实不能如此。
We have to stand firm and know the will of God.
我们必须坚立而且谨守神的旨意。
When God said, "Do not commit adultery," this means we should not commit adultery.
当神告诉我们说不能犯奸淫的时候，就是不能犯奸淫。
Because sexual morality is anything that we do with other people that we're supposed to do with our spouse.
因为淫乱是我们和其他的人发生只有在配偶之间才能发生的关系。
For example, fornication.
就好像奸淫。
This means having a sexual relationship would be before we marry.
就是说在我们结婚之前发生了性的行为。
This is sin in the eyes of God.
这个在神眼中是看为罪的。
But meanwhile, the world they feel that this is a normal thing.
但是这个世上却觉得这是很正常的。
If you are 15 years old already, you have no sexual relationship, this means you're not a normal person.
如果说你已经到了一定的年纪，那你还没有性行为的经验，好像你不正常一样。
And the same thing with adultery.
对奸淫也是一样。
Many people cheat on their spouses.
很多人都欺骗了他们的配偶。
But it should not be like this for us.
但是这是对我们来讲却是不应该的。
Even for us, if you look at another person lustfully, we already sin against our spouse and against God.
即使我们当我们看到其他的人动了淫念的话，这在神的眼中也是犯罪的。
So that's why none of us should involve in ourselves in any kind of pornographic, any kind of those things that is dirty, defile our spirit.
所以我们当中，我们不应该接触任何这些色情的刊物或是媒体来污秽我们自己的心。
Even though the world feels that it's normal.
即使说在这世上看这个是很正常的。
It's nothing wrong to watch all these kind of dirty things.
也许在他们眼中看这些不好的事情没有什么对。
But as we know, we watch this kind of stuff, it defiles our spirituality.
但是我们知道看了这些东西，便污秽了我们属灵的心。
When we watch this kind of stuff, we know we have sinned against our spouse also.
当我们看这样子的东西，我们知道我们也得罪了我们的配偶。
And for those of us who are not married yet.
对于那些还没有结婚的弟兄姐妹。
If we do this, actually we sin against our future spouse already.
那事实上，如果我们这样子做，我们也得罪了我们未来的配偶。
So that's why we truly need to understand and know God's will.
所以我们要真正明白以及遵循神旨意。
Do not fall into the trap of Satan.
不要中了撒旦的诡计。
And make all the things that are evil in the eyes of God to become normal.
不要让这些神眼中看为邪恶的事情变成好像很正常了。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
我们再来看彼得前书第三章。
So the will of God for us to sanctify ourselves, separate ourselves from the people in the world.
在这里告诉我们说，神的旨意是要我们来洁净我们自己和世上的人有所区别。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 to verse 17.
彼得前书第三章，第15节到第17节。
But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Verse 16.
16节.
Having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoer, those who revile you in good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Verse 17.
17节.
For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. So this is also another way to understand the will of God.
从这里我们看到另外一个了解神旨意的方法。
Yes, even though many of us, we follow God's will.
我们知道when we are following
God's will.
当我们遵循神的旨意的时候。
And some people just think that we are so crazy.
那有些人甚至因为我们好像有点疯狂。
Because the majority of the world feel that everything they do is right, why do we think it's wrong?
世上大部分的人都觉得这样子的事情是对的，为什么会觉得这样的事情是错的呢？
Because of this, they feel that we are so strange.
因为这样子在他们眼中，我们变成很奇怪。
And they feel that we think we are better than anybody else.
他们觉得就是说我们好像很自大，觉得我们比别人更高明。
But for us, we know God's will.
但是我们知道，我们了解神的旨意。
And God's will is for every single one of us to always do good in His eyes.
那神的旨意是要我们每个人都能够行神眼中看为是好的事情。Yes,
even though sometimes we will suffer by doing good.
甚至有时候我们也许会为了要做这些好的事情而来受苦。
But in verse 17 says, "For it is better if it is For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer to do good than for doing evil.
但是七节告诉我们说, 我们因善受苦, 总是强过于因恶受苦。
So we must think and reflect upon ourselves.
所以我们自己要好好的来思考, 来检验我们自己。
When we suffer, do we suffer according to God's will, that is from doing good or from doing evil?
当我们受苦的时候, 我们是因为遵循神的旨意, 为义受苦, 还是作恶, 为恶受苦?
We as a chosen people of God,
我们作为一个神的选民,
we just like fish, you know, swimming, you know, against the stream.
我们就好像, 水里的鱼, 逆着潮流而游一样。
Of course, it's not easy.
当然这是一个不简单的事情。
But we must be able to do the will of God.
但是我们要能够来遵循神的旨意。
That is always continue to do good in the eyes of God.
我们要总是, 在, 做神眼中看为好的事情。
We should not care what the world is thinking, because what they're thinking is always evil in the eyes of God.
我们不需要顾虑, 世上其他的人怎么样看这些事情, 因为他们所做的是神所看为,
so we should not lose heart in doing good in the eyes of God.
所以我们, 做神眼中所看为正的事情,
because this is His will. And also turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们来看以弗所书第四章,
the book of Ephesians
第六章,
chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章,
chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 9.
第六章第五节到第九节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 9.
以弗所书第六章第五节到第九节。
It says here, born servant, be obedient to those who are master according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ. Verse 6.
第六节。
Not with eye service as man pleaser, but as a born servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 7.
第七节。
With goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Verse 8.
第八节,
knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Verse 9.
第九节,
and you, master, do the same things to them given up, threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. So we know this passage is telling us that when we walk in the world,
这段经节告诉我们说, 当我们在世上工作的时候,
because even though in this verse 5 to verse 8, 9 talking about slave and masters,
即使说第五节到第九节, 感觉上好像在谈主人和仆人的关系,
because nowadays it represents those of us who are slave to our work.
但是在这世上来讲, 我们就好像是这个世界的仆人。
So when we are working in the world,
所以当我们在这世界工作的时候,
it is God's will for us to do our best.
是神的旨意要我们在世上的工作努力。
This means be able to be obedient to our boss.
要能够来遵循来遵从我们的 上司。
And then if those of us who are boss,
对于那些作为上司的人,
we must treat our workers also very good.
我们也必须要善待我们的工人。
Because if we just a worker and we doing good to God, not to men.
即使说他们是我们的工人, 我们善待他们, 也是善待我们的主。
Even we are boss, when we treat our worker good, we are treating God good.
即使说我们是一个老板, 当我们善待我们的下属的时候,
我们就是善待神上神,
because this is the will of God.
Because sometimes when we work in the world, we feel that the world is separate from what we have studied inside the church.
有时候我们在世上工作的时候, 我们会觉得这个世上的事情好像和我们, 圣经所学的是分离的。
So sometimes we feel that it's okay for us to be disobedient to a boss. It's okay to treat our co-workers not so good. But this kind of stuff is not according to God's will.
有时候我们会觉得就是说, 因为, 我们是神的选民, 所以我们就可以, 不遵循, 上司, 或是对我们的, 公司上的同事不友善。
And the same thing when we are the boss.
但是这是, 不是神的教训, 相同的, 我们是, 如果我们是上司的话,
we must treat our workers with kindness, with love, with gentleness.
我们必须要善待我们的工人, 以这个和善和良善来待他们。
So why is it so important for us to do this kind of thing?
为什么对我们来说, 做这些事情是很重要的呢?
Because being a good person, maybe that the people we interact with can come also to know Jesus Christ.
因为如果说我们善待我们周遭其他的人, 其他的人会因此而来认识耶稣基督。
So when we do good to God.
所以当我们行善的时候，事实上我们是对耶稣基督来服侍。And
this is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
So for those of us who work in the world,
所以对我们这些在世上工作的人来说,
we must continue to treat our co-workers, our boss, right, always with love and gentleness, with care.
我们要以爱心、善心、温柔来对待我们的上司、同事或者是下属。
Even though sometimes it seems like it doesn't make sense.
有时候会觉得好像不是很合理。
Because in a workplace, sometimes you need to be tough, you need to do this, you need to do that.
因为有时候在工作中, 你必须要很强悍, 你必须做这个做那个。
But we are the true Christian.
但是我们是真基督徒。
We don't only serve God with our lips, but we serve God with our action.
那我们不但是以我们所相信的来服侍神, 我们也以我们的行为来表现。
Whatever God teaches to do, we must do.
神所教导我们应当做的, 我们就应当去做。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们再来看彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 15 and verse 16.
彼得前书第二章15节16节。
For verse 15 it says, For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put silent the ignorant of foolish men.
15节，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
This the reason why we always should be able to do good.
我们之所以能够行善的原因是因为。
Because as we go out there to represent our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为我们在外面便是代表着耶稣基督。
And we know nowadays Christians have really bad reputation.
我们知道今天基督徒在世上也有不好的名声。
Just like the last time when I was in Hawaii.
就好像上次我到夏威夷一样。
See many Christians during that time, right? They have a rally outside one of the hotels.
我看到在那个时候有一些基督徒在外面有一些游行。
And during that time, they put like a sign, you know, that God hates Hawaiians.
在那个时候，他们举了一个标语说，神厌恶夏威夷。
And God hates those who are drunkard.
他们举的标语说，神恨恶那些醉酒的人。
So during this time, so many people in Hawaii, they were so upset.
在那个时候有很多夏威夷的人，他们因为这样子而生气。
They were saying, how can these people be Christians?
他们想说这样子的人怎么会是基督徒呢?
How can they say God hates Hawaiian people?
他们怎么可以说神厌恶夏威夷的人呢?
Of course, because of this, I see many people despise those who follow Jesus.
因为这样子很多人就轻视那些基督徒了。
But if we live a life to do good,
但是如果说我们过一个行善的生活,
of course God did not hate anybody.
当然天上的真神不恨恶任何的人。
God does not hate Hawaiian people.
神更不会去恨恶夏威夷的人。
Maybe God is not pleased with the sin that have committed in Hawaii or in California, wherever.
那也许神会恨恶他们所犯的罪。
Because during that time, a lot of Hawaiians, they want to approve same-sex marriage.
因为在那个时候，很多夏威夷当地的人，他们希望能够认同同性结婚。
They also want to push to legalize different kind of drugs.
他们也希望能够将很多这个不好的药物合法化。
Of course, even though many Christians have a good heart to do God's will.
当然，很多基督徒他们有一颗很好的心，想要做神的旨意。
By doing without love, without compassion inside their hearts, they really have allowed our people to despise Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果不是跟着依着爱心来做这些事情的话，会引起很多人因为这样子来轻视基督徒。
But if we live a life to do good,
但是如果说我们立志过一个行善的生活,
we'll put the silence of those who are, you know, the ignorant of foolish men.
这样子就会堵住那一些愚妄人的嘴。
So praise and thank God.
所以感谢神。
And since I came to our church,
自从我来到我们教会之后,
I truly feel that many of us truly live a life to please God.
那我感觉到我们当中很多人都是过着一个为了要取神所悦的生活。
When you serve the internet, hardly anyone can talk any bad about our members.
如果我们在这个万能网上面寻找的话，我们很难看到别人对我们教会负面的评语。
Of course, even though many people write, you know, things that is against the church in general.
当然有一些人会对这个教会的一些 基本方面做一些评语。
Because they make a mistake that to do God's will is that we feel that we are too legalistic.
因为他们觉得我们太过于这个
They are mistaken that when we do God's will, this means that we put so much burden on the members, right? To do this, to do that, to be saved.
他们觉得我们要求信徒做这个做那个才能够得救，是给他们太大的重担。
But with our members in general,
但是对我们一般的信徒而言
，Everyone who comes to our church, they really talk very highly about almost every members.
这些来到接触我们教会的，几乎都对我们的信徒有很正面的评价。
And so many co-workers of our church members always feel that our members are so good.
我们教会的工人也觉得我们的信徒都很好。
Because it's true that every single one of us, we always try our best to do God's will.
因为我们每一个人都尽我们最大的能力，要来遵循神的旨意。
And be able to do good to glorify the name of God.
希望能够行善来荣耀他的名。
Let's also turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19.
我们来看彼得前书第四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good.As to a faithful creator.
十九节，所以那照着神旨意受苦的人，要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造物、造化之主。
Yes, even though sometimes we feel so much suffering when we try to do good in this world.
有时候我们会觉得我们要做正确的事情，要受这么多的苦。
But we know this is the will of God.
但是我们知道这是神的旨意。
That's why when I was talking to my niece Evelyn in Boston.
所以当我和我在波士顿的侄女讲话的时候
，Because every single day she tried her best to draw herself closer to God.
因为每一天她都试着来更加亲近神。
And then, like I share with you, that she has no friends and she has no one to talk to.
就好像我之前和大家分享的，这个时候她很孤单，她没有朋友可以分享。
Because she wants to separate her life from those, you know, students who live in the world.
因为他想要和那一些在世上过这个生活的学生有所分离。
And then one time I feel that she was so tired when she was, you know, trying to do good.
有一次我觉得他为了要行这些好的事情已经这么的累了。
Then I asked her a question.
所以我就问他一个问题。
I said, do you feel so burdensome when you're trying to do good in the eyes of God?
我就说你是不是觉得自己为了做神眼中看为正的事情觉得有很大的负担呢
her, Do sometimes you feel like you want to quit?
我就问他说你是不是有时候觉得你想要放弃了呢
And she just answered me very plainly.
所以他就很坦白地回答我说
He just said that I want no other life beside this life that I'm doing now.
他说我不要过另外一种和现在不同的生活。
And he just said there's no other way for me to live my life besides living my life to please God.
他跟我说再也没有别的办法我可以过一个像现在来取悦神的生活。
Even though this answer is very simple.
即使说这个回答很简单。
But I feel it come from the deep down of her heart.
但是我觉得这是从他内心深处所发出的。
Because she just feels there's no other way to live life but to please God.
因为他觉得，要过一个正确的生活，除了要来取悦神之外，并没有其他的正确的方法。
Yes, even though we go against the things of this world.
是的，也许我们和这世上的潮流相抵触。
Maybe many of us we are suffering because we are doing good for God.
也许其中我们当中也有很多因为做神遵循神的旨意而受苦。
But verse 19 says.Therefore, if those who suffer according to the will of God, make sure we suffer according to the will of God, not to our own will.
所以十九节这里说那些照着神旨意受苦的人，我们要确信我们是照着神的旨意而受苦。
So we should commit our souls, right? In doing good as to the faithful Creator, that is to our Lord Jesus Christ.
要一心为善，将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
But how can we truly do the will of God?
那我们要怎么样真正来遵循神的旨意呢
？I mean, the whole Bible is all about the will of God.
我们知道整本圣经都是关于神的旨意。
But how can we truly have the strength to do the will of God?
那我们要怎么样才能够真正的那个力量来行出神的旨意呢
？Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章。
The book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 27.
罗马书第八章二十七节。
Chapter 8, verse 27.
第八章二十七节。
Now he who searches the hearts know what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
27节，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵按照神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
If you won't have enough strength to do the will of God,
如果你要有足够的力量来行神旨意的话，
we all must live a life of prayer.
我们就必须要过着一个祷告的生活。
Because the Holy Spirit search the heart and know what the mind of the Spirit is.
因为圣灵鉴察人心，晓得圣灵的意思。
And the Holy Spirit, He make intercession for the saint, that is every single one of us, according to the will of God.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意，替我们每一个圣徒来向神祈求。
So that's why every single day when we kneel down and pray.
所以每一天，当我们跪下祷告的时候，
we should not ask what God, what is your will?
我们不应该问说，神啊，你的旨意是什么？
Because our spirit and God's spirit should be one.
因为我们的灵和神的灵应该是合一的。
If God's spirit and our spirit is one, and we kneel down and pray, of course the spirit already know what's inside our heart.
如果说我们的灵与神的灵合一，当我们跪下来祷告的时候，神的灵已经在我们心中。
And then He will guide our spirit to do exactly what God's will is.
那他就会引导我们的灵来做神要我们所做的事。
But if we don't pray enough,
但是如果你不祷告的话
，of course we'll do the will according to the things of this world.
那你就会。做这个世界上要我们做的事情。
And also, let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们来看哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
哥罗西书第四章十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
哥罗西书第四章十二节。
Epaphras, who is one of you, a born servant of Christ, greet you all.Greet you always, living fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
十二节，有你们那里的人做基督耶稣的仆人，向以巴佛问你们的安。他在祷告之间常为你们竭力祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
So this is another way for us to be able to have the strength to do the will of God.
这是一个另外一个我们能够得到力量来遵循神旨意的方法。
Just like the disciple, his name is Epaphras.
就好像这里所提到的以巴佛一样。
And he says, always laboring fervently for you in prayer.
他总是尽力的祈求为你们祷告。
Remember, praying is not easy.
我们要记住，祷告不是一件简单的事情。
When we pray for other people, especially, it's like really, it's very laborsome.
当我们为别人祷告的时候是很劳心劳力的。
So when we pray for other why, because we sometimes when we pray for so many people, it just feels so tiring. So this is why Paul said that his prayer is like a labor.
当我们为很多人祷告的时候，有时候是一件很累的事情。所以保罗这里说到他竭力的祷告，费尽劳力。
And why did he do this?
为什么他这样子做呢？
He said that you may stand perfectly complete in all the will of God.
是希望你们在神的一切旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
So that's why it's so important for us to continue to pray for one another.
所以对我们来讲，互相代祷是非常重要的。
Because when we pray for one another, we give one another strength to complete the will of God.
当我们互相代祷的时候，我们彼此便得了力量，能够来遵循神的旨意。
Not only to complete in the will of God, but to be perfect also in the will of God.
不但能够遵循神的旨意，而且能够在神的旨意上得以完全。
So that's why I never forget to pray for one another.
所以我们不要忘记来彼此代祷。
Because every single one of us, we must do the will of God. We want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们每一个人都希望能够遵循神的旨意来进神的国。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Verse 15 to verse 17.
十五节到十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15 to verse 17.
约翰的书第二章十五节十七节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16.
十六节。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17.
十七节。
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.We can see these three verses. We know very well that we should not love the things of this world.
这是三节告诉我们说，我们不应该爱世上的事。
If we love the things of this world, the love of the Father is not with us.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Because in this world is only the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
因为 这个世界不过是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲以及今生的骄傲。
These three things is not of the Father, but of the world.
这三件事情不是从父而来的，乃是从世界而来。
But we know one day the world will pass away.
我们知道有一天这个世界将会过去。And
the lust that's in the world will pass away.
这世界上的情欲也都要过去。But
those of us who do the will of God.
只有那些遵循神旨意的
will abide forever.
是会永远长存。And
this is the promise from God Himself.
这是神亲自对我们的应许。So
that's why we should never lose heart to do good in the world.
所以我们不要来做，因为不要对做神的事情而来灰心。
That's why we should not lose heart to always continually do what is right and according to God's will as we live in this life.
所以在我们这世界上过活的时候，我们总是要竭力来遵循神的旨意。
Let's also turn the book of Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse 35 to verse 39. So therefore do not cast away your confidence which has great reward, for you have need to endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he is coming, will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the judge shall live by faith, but is anyone draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. So we say here, do not cast away our confidence.
这里告诉我们说，我们不要失去我们的信心。
Because our confidence that one day when we do according to the will of God, we will gain great reward.
因为我们存这样的心，有一天必大得赏赐。
But we need to have endurance.
但是我们必须要忍耐。
So that every single one of us who done according to the will of God.
所以当我们当中每一个人都行完神的旨意的时候，
we can receive the promise from God.
我们就可以得着神所应许的。
Even though it seems that so far, the second coming of Jesus so far.
即使觉得耶稣再临好像还很远，
but actually it's not that far.
但是事实上却不是那么的远。
So here was 37, for yet a little while and he is coming.
37节告诉我们说，因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来了。
And he will come, he will not tarry.
他要来，他并不迟延。
But meanwhile, as we continue to live according to God's will,
但是在这个时候，我们却要必须继续遵循神的旨意而活。
And as we live to continue to do God's will,
我们要必须在生活上来遵循做神的旨意。
We must do it by faith.
我们要因信，我们要因着信来做。And
do not allow the things of this world to deceive us.
不要让这世上的事情来欺骗我们。Because
if we draw back from doing God's will, and then God will not be pleased with us.
因为如果我们退后，他的心里就不会喜欢。But
we know we are not the people who will draw back.
但是我们知道，我们并不是退后之人。We
are the one that truly have faith that one day when Jesus come again, He will reward us for what we have done, that is according to His will.
我们知道我们是有信心的人，当有一天耶稣再临的时候，会根据我们所做的来给我们奖赏。
So because of this, we always keep in mind to do God's will.
所以因为这样子，我们总要将遵循神的旨意放在我们心上。
You know, sometimes we are burdensome.
即使有时候我们觉得好像有负担。
Sometimes we suffering to do good for our Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我们因为要行神的旨意而来受苦。
But remember, we must do His will.
但是记得我们一定要来遵循他的旨意。If
we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
如果我们想要进入神的国的话，
meanwhile we're doing good, we should not lose faith.
在我们继续遵循神的旨意的时候，我们不应该失去信心。
And we should not draw back to the things of this world.
我们不应该退后继续行这世上要我们做的事。
And let's turn to our last verse.
我们看最后一个经节。
Our last verse is, let's, 1 Thessalonians.
我们看, 帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书
First Thessalonians chapter 5
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
Verse 16 to 18
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章16节到18节
Verse 16 say rejoice always Verse 17
17节
Pray without ceasing Verse 18
18节
In everything give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is a conclusion for every single one of us who do the will of God.
这是对我们每一个人遵循神旨意所下的一个结论。
No matter what happened to us,
不管我们发生了什么事情,
if we know we always do the will of God,
我们知道如果我们总是遵循神旨意的话,
we should rejoice always.
我们就应当常常喜乐,
but for us to rejoice always, we need to pray without ceasing.
但是为了要常常喜乐,
when we rejoice, when we pray without ceasing, then we always know to give thanks to God.
不住的祷告, 常常喜乐的时候,
because it's according to God's will, and everything we must give thanks.
因为凡事谢恩是神向我们所定的旨意,
because for this is the will of God for you and for me.
因为这是神对你对我所下的旨意.
So when our Lord Jesus Christ come again the second time,
所以当耶稣基督再临的时候,
when we call him Lord, Lord,
当我们称呼他主啊主啊,
we can call him with confidence Lord, Lord, because we have done according to his will.
我们能够以信心来称呼他主啊主啊, 因为我们已经遵循了他的旨意.
When we prophesy according to his will.
当我们宣传他的道的时候, 我们根据他的旨意.
When we cast out demons according to his will.
当我们奉他的名赶鬼的时候, 我们遵循他的旨意.
When we perform miracles and signs, we done according to his will.
当我们以他的名来行异能的时候, 我们是以他的旨意而行.
So because we done everything according to his will.
因为我们是遵循他所
then the promise and the crown of righteousness waiting for every single one of us.
那他的应许就为我们而存留.
So because of this, we always should rejoice.
因为这样子我们就要喜乐.
And give thanks for everything that's in our life.
我们就要在我们世上每一件事情来谢恩.
Let's rise up and sing hymn 162.
我们最后一起站立唱诗 162首.
162.
赞美诗 162首.